with their focus on family law, pretty much can represent you anywhere in the state of Alabama, but obviously they have become a go-to source here in the central part of the state. The web address again, thealabamafamilylawyers.com. The phone number, 819-4810 for Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's 5 o'clock already. Brant McDonald will be joining us soon to talk about your money.
Well, a couple of accidents still being worked. The 430 block of Coliseum Boulevard, that's near Eastbrook Flea Market. There were some injuries involved in that one. 2700 block of Highland Avenue. If you're passing Ann Street on Highland Avenue headed downtown, that's about a block and a half past Ann. Looking real good all over the area this afternoon. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic. Boulevards are busy, as well as I-65 and 85. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us very busy, but all clear. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. When you need the best equipment, Thompson Tractor has everything from compact construction to heavy-duty machines. With over 65 years of service, Thompson Tractor's on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker. Apple says that a Justice Department antitrust lawsuit accusing it of engineering an illegal monopoly in smartphones is just plain wrong. Attorney General Merrick Garland disagrees.
Monopolies like Apple's threaten the free and fair markets upon which our economy is based. They stifle innovation. They hurt producers and workers. And they increase costs for consumers.
Lawmakers introducing a $1.2 trillion spending package that sets the stage for avoiding a partial government shutdown. Chocolate lovers beware, the price of cocoa continues to climb at record highs. Wall Street today, the Dow was up 269 points, S&P ahead 17, NASDAQ up 32 points for the day. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Front
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The Legal Eagle awaits right after news. At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a white supremacist Idaho prison gang member and an accomplice are in custody after a brazen attack to free the inmate as he was being transported from a Boise hospital. Authorities said inmate Skylar Mead, a 31-year-old member of the Aryan Knights gang and his accomplice identified by police as Nicholas Umfenauer, fled the scene early Wednesday morning and were arrested Thursday. Officials say crews are battling scores of wildfires around Virginia, including a fire affecting hundreds of acres at Shenandoah National Park. Virginia Department of Forestry spokesperson Corey Swift said Thursday that more than 100 new fires popped up Wednesday, and they're affecting more than 1,600 acres across the state. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 269 points, the NASDAQ rose 32. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Today is today. And yesterday was today yesterday. Tomorrow will be today tomorrow. So live today. So the future today will be as the past today, as it is tomorrow.
All right, here to interpret what you just heard is Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, yes! Chad.
Yeah, today is yesterday's today after tomorrow, right?
That's what I thought I heard, but I'm never sure about anything until I talk to you.
Was that real? That wasn't real, was it? That's got to be a spook.
You know, that's the world we live in, Chad, that we don't know what's real and what isn't. AI and everything else, we, I don't know.
There's this blonde chick on YouTube who has that, has her imitation down.
Yes.
I mean, it is unbelievable. She's fantastic.
Yeah, I know, I've
seen
her.
There was a video of this, though. Of Kamala doing this speech.
Oh.
She always sounds like she just sucked on a giant doobie.
There can't be.
There is.
No, there can't be. There's not anybody that stupid, please, no.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there is.
A
heartbeat
man,
away from the White House.
Oh, there is someone that's stupid. AOC is that stupid because she doesn't understand that RICO is a crime.
Do you believe that? We talked about that with David Blackman earlier in the show. You know, that she said RICO's not a crime. Really?
Not only that, but she doubled down against Ted Cruz. And last time I checked, Ted Cruz graduated from Harvard Law School, top of his class. Alan Dershowitz says he was the smartest student he ever had, and he's been a solicitor general and has argued numerous cases before the Supreme Court of the United States, and she's lecturing Ted Cruz on what the law is.
Yeah.
Okay. So, a RICO conspiracy is a crime. There are multiple types of things that can go into a RICO conspiracy, like typically bribery, racketeering of some type where, you know, running the numbers, things like that, you know? So, but AOC, I tell you, oh my gosh, I'm dumber for having listened to her.
I mean, like, yeah, she affected me too.
She walks into the room and the collective IQ drops 20 points.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just, oh my gosh. And she's arrogant, you know?
Oh yeah.
What is it among Democrats? They have that combination. What is it? Arrogant and stupid. a deadly combination.
Yes,
right?
It reminds me of the emperor who had no clothes. Arrogance and stupidity. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, what are you guys talking about today, huh?
Well, we had Mark Robert on at 3:30, and with both Mark and David Blackman, we talked about what's going on with the Los Angeles Dodgers, because it's really weird.
What is going on with the Dodgers?
Well,
I'm out of loop on that. I hadn't been in touch on that one.
They invested $325 million in the offseason in a pitcher who went out there today and couldn't get out of the first inning, so there's that. And then they spent $700 million to sign Shohei Ohtani, who is now embroiled in this weird gambling thing. They fired his interpreter, and you would think with $700 million, he might be able to find somebody who could hang out with him and teach him English.
That guy's like, I mean, they bet the life bank on that guy.
The Dodgers fired the interpreter, but still, who lets $4.5 million wire transfer from a bank to a bookie? Not making much sense.
Was he betting on baseball?
We're wondering. We think that there is a cover-up, perhaps, in place to protect Ohtani, since he is so valuable to the game. But, man...
Yeah, because if he's gambling on baseball, he's going to lose a ton of money.
And by the way, let's remember that the best hitter of all time, at least in terms of collecting hits, is not in the Baseball Hall of Fame for that reason. So it can't happen.
Pete Rose, who I think should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Should.
That's just my opinion. I think he should. I mean, you know, I think he served enough of a penalty, you know. So I don't know which is the bigger injustice, Pete Rose not being in the Baseball Hall of Fame or Styx not being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm going to make that our topic tomorrow. We'll get some healthy debate going on that. Because you're right. I mean, that outrages me that some of the people in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame wouldn't know rock and roll if it crawled up their butt and jumped off the tip of their tongue.
Isn't Dolly Parton?
They just
Dolly
put her
Parton
in, yes.
I mean, I'm like, Dolly Parton? I mean, what? Name one rock song that Dolly Parton has had a hit with. I mean, really?
There is none.
There has got to be some pay for play going on there. You know there's got to be. There's got to be some donations by, like, maybe the singer's agents to the Hall of Fame. There's got to be something going on there.
I tell you what, I wouldn't trust the voting process on that at all. But
I don't think Little River Band is in there either, and they've had a ton of hits.
And if the country wasn't, you know, being pulled by the flush handle right now, we'd have time to talk about it. But we can't keep up with the crap going on today. It's just unbelievable.
We still have a flush handle? I thought lost that too.
There you go. You're right.
You know? Biden has a new commercial out where he lies like 80 which ways to Sunday about Trump, and all of them have been debunked, and they've been, you know, gotten the four Pinocchio noses and all that. But I just want to remind people out there, political ads can contain lies under the First Amendment. They absolutely can lie about you. They could go out there and say you're murdering people.
And they took full advantage of that too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. You know, it's been kind of crazy. Well, listen, I hope you guys have a great afternoon, okay?
Likewise, you too, my friend. It is 5:14. Brett McDonald will be joining us. He is with the firm Invista Advisors. It's urged, especially with the crazy economic policies we're seeing from our government, that you sit down and talk to somebody who can help you protect the money you work so hard to make and grow it. Well, it seems like the forces of government are out to confiscate every penny or to make sure that you just get poorer. So 387-0094, I promise you this, nobody's going to try to sell you a darn thing. It's not about that. It's a conversation about you and your financial future and how they might be able to help you achieve your goals. That's Invista Advisors, 387-0094. And he joins us in a minute.
Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, 20 Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes on the way, but if you have plans in the evening hours tonight, I think we should be dry with the small risk of some widely scattered showers beginning in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 54. For tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers are likely. Maybe a few thunderstorms with a high in the mid-60s on Friday. Saturday morning, there could be a leftover shower somewhere in the area, but I think we see improvement by afternoon with a high in the mid-60s. And Sunday looks like a good day with a high in the lower 70s and sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Death to America, except for Joyce.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happy days are here again. We raise the debt ceiling
again. They're doing it again. And the stock market is going up, 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 up. And it all smells rotten to me. So let's go to a trusted source on all things money. And that's Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Good afternoon.
Hey, Greg, good afternoon to you as well. Yeah, you know, you couldn't have said it better just a second ago. Listen, we all want prosperity, and certainly we want to see markets do well. The problem is you know, for the last couple of years, you've had the Fed doing all this tightening, and you had the White House and Congress doing all this monetary loosening with, you know, government borrowings. It's sort of like if you're in a car and you got the driver with the accelerator down and then the passenger has his foot on the brake at the same time. That's kind of what the Fed has been dealing with this White House. And now the Fed has caved under political pressure when we've seen these last two inflation reports trending higher, you know, with jobs where they are and all of this. Juicing this economy with incredible amounts of debt in order to keep it running and keep it afloat. That's what's going on. And so now with the Fed capitulating and caving in, as I said, it's sort of like now they've taken their foot off the brake. And not only are they taking their foot off the brake, but they're going to hit the accelerator too. So this U.S. economy, this car, if you will, is revving up. It's and they're going to go even faster, all in the name of trying to keep, you know, the economy afloat. And that's the dangerous thing, because we all know what happens as a result. You see inflation get worse. So if you're someone who is able to be in the market in an environment like this, you probably will do well if they're going to continue to really, as I said, just juice this thing like there's no end in sight. But if you're the average citizen around the country, you're going to be enduring incredible pain because of these price increases. As a matter of fact, you know, it was yesterday when we were looking at the action in the market. You know, you saw what the Fed's decision was and how they talked about three rate cuts, et cetera.
Right.
And then the market had a rally, and we've had another little rally today. But, man, I tell you what, you think the market did okay yesterday. You should have seen what was happening with commodities. They exploded higher. I mean, it was really jaw-dropping. Even things like silver miners in one day yesterday up close to 5%, you know, all because the market knows what's coming as a result of this.
Right.
So we really have no business doing this. There's going to be a heavy price to pay for it down the road. But in the meantime, you know, if they're going to do this, you got to shift gears, and you got to play ball. I mean, that's an unfortunate thing about it.
Brent, let's put this into a context that will make sense to everybody, whether they're invested or not. Now, during the phony COVID era, we watched the Dow Jones Industrial Average drop below 20,000. I think it was in the upper 18s or something. It's now like one good day away from reaching 40,000. And it's not quite 4 years later. That's unprecedented. And I don't think that indicates a robust economy, because I'm not seeing one.
Well, again, you have to think about it from the standpoint of looking at, I guess, like a balance sheet, or think about what might happen in your home. I mean, if you have unlimited amounts of money, you can really, really make your house look fantastic. And that's kind of what's been happening. I mean, you look at the government pumped in $10 trillion on an economy that it was a $20 trillion in size. And you create $10 trillion out of thin air as a response to COVID. And that's what got us inflation in the first place. And then the Fed was in denial. And finally, they had to cave and say, wow, this inflation is for real. We got to do something. So they moved as fast and as aggressive as they could to pull as much money out of the system as possible to try to bring things back into balance. But the problem has been that the U.S. government is borrowing billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars every year, running massive annual budget deficits and using that money to juice the economy, hiring government workers, doing government projects, using subsidies and programs. You take all this borrowing away and you don't have this economy. So anytime, whether you're a business owner or whether you're a homeowner or just an individual person, anytime you get yourself into a leveraged position and you continue to borrow and borrow and borrow, life can be really good until you can't borrow anymore. And that's the problem. That's where we are. And so, you see the situation with government borrowings. And now, as I said, inflation did come down a little bit, but it's begun to really reaccelerate. And here we go with the Fed caving in under political pressures. And this thing smells to high heavens, because it's not just a hunch. I mean, everyone's talking about this,
right?
Especially the really big hedge fund guys I know, a large economist I know, even Larry Sumner's. I was on a call listening in to him talk today. Larry Sumner's is one of the biggest Democrat economists in the country. And he's even scratching his head saying, this makes absolutely no sense. I can't believe the Fed is talking this way.
Yeah.
This wave too premature. They run the risk of a 1970-style stagflation environment. This is what happened when Arthur Byrne didn't follow through and really get this inflation under control once and for all. He eased too soon, and we saw what happened. We had massive runaway interest rates,
yep.
Inflation.
I lived through that.
Gasoline lines. It was unreal. And there's a reason why, if you look at the crude market, there's a reason why. The U.S. energy companies, crude oil companies, even the oil service companies are all marching higher, substantially higher. And as I said, you look at the commodities, you look at the action there, look where gold is. There's a reason all these things are trading where they are. There is a reason. There is no such thing as a free lunch. And right now, the wool is being pulled over the whole country's eyes.
It sure is. I'm sure glad we have you as a resource. Anything breaks tomorrow morning, Brent, we'll save 8:30 for you, okay?
That sounds good to me. Hey, y'all have a great evening, and we will chat soon.
All right. Take care, my friend. Think about that. The Dow doubling in under 4 years. That makes no sense whatsoever. We'll hit the traffic dungeon in a moment. I want to talk to guys who are dealing with things like erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Very common issues with men as we mature, especially over the age of 40. In fact, a majority of men will experience issues in one realm or the other. And it's not something to deny, be embarrassed about, shame, put it off, go away. It's not going to heal itself. But you can get help for it right here in town at Montgomery Men's Health. It's not like going to the doctor. It's a very different experience there. It's a clinic set up to embrace your privacy, and you'll appreciate the intelligence and service that you get when you walk in the door there. And there's a great deal. to get you started on a path to wellness that I'll tell you about in a minute. And that includes helping you lose weight. So if you're unmotivated, lacking energy, always tired, seeing unwanted weight gain, or your muscle mass seems to be vanishing before your very eyes, a decrease in sex drive. You shouldn't have to live through that. You can get it changed. Maybe you feel like you're just walking through a fog. I mean, we all have those kind of days, but if they persist, that's a different issue. So knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating these issues. In fact, doctors, urologists now recommend that men starting at age 18 annually get a testosterone check and a PSA check for prostate health. And all of this is stuff I've learned from Montgomery Men's Health. Guys that suffer from low T, and sometimes they don't even realize, but it affects the quality of life big time. So here is the opportunity to change it. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for $99. That means you get the test and a plan. If the numbers are not good, a plan, a medical plan to change it for the better. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that change lives, and men can experience better energy, gains in the gym, mental clarity, improved sleep, a faster metabolism, an increased libido, and yes, as I'd like to say again, they can help you lose weight at Montgomery Men's Health. So pick up the phone and take action and change it starting today. 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
A mystery guest coming up.
Good question.
I guess it's not a mystery anymore.
Accident, I-65 northbound at Southern Boulevard. A couple of vehicles involved, got a fire truck on the scene. It is on the right side of the roadway. Your center lanes and left lane are going to be your best bet there. That's I-65 northbound at Southern Boulevard. Also, 430 block of Coliseum Boulevard had an accident there earlier with injuries. That's near Eastport Flea Market. And if you're on Highland Avenue, passing Ann Street, headed downtown, about a block past Ann, we've got an accident there. Everywhere else, very heavy traffic. I-65 and 85 are loaded up this afternoon. All of our feeder roads out of Montgomery, 231 to Wetumpka, Troy Highway, 331, and the boulevards are very busy. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Larry Liveoak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Liveoak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J., Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans. We're dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, 'cause you notice that butt was stuffed. You pull up tough, deep in the jeans she's wearing. What you gonna do with all that junk? Junk inside that trunk. I'ma get you drunk. Get you love drunk off my hump. What you gonna do with all that essence I've in jeans? Gonna make you scream. My hump, my hump, my hump.
Of a life, former Democrats. It's amazing how many of them won't even vote for the Blake and Riley Act, so we don't have any more people murdered by people that don't belong here. They're a subhuman life form. I don't care what anybody says, and I'm not apologizing for that. The Democrat Party of, which is never really all that respectable. I mean, you start with the Clintons. Or back to Lyndon Brainless Johnson. And all they've done is destroy the country. Johnson may be more than anybody else on this pathway to hell. I'm just saying. I have invited Jacqueline to join us. She can make the time for us. And we'll take our mind off our troubles by talking about somebody else's. And get some life advice. Have a little fun. Yeah. Lighten it up just a bit. And we'll also be interested to see what she thinks about the awkward start to the Los Angeles Dodgers season, because sports are her wheelhouse. We're at 5:33. If you missed Rich's forecast, that's coming up. Several beautiful days here. Been out on the bike. Wow. From fmylife.com, which I, for some twisted reason, enjoy. Today I found out my girlfriend's friends secretly make fun of me. They call me Grandpa and a massive creep. They're in their 20s. My girlfriend is 22 and I'm 48. 48? She's 22. She's not even grown up yet, man, at 22. I don't care how sophisticated she is. Hey, and how about, hey, let's go after Barron Trump. You know, they're making that cool, too. He's 18 now, so he's fair game. For what? What has he done that he's fair game? But, leave the kids alone! Unbelievable what happens. We have a lot going on in traffic. We'll have traffic and the weather together, and Jake Quillen joining us in a moment.
We have a new accident. I-65 northbound at Southern Boulevard. A couple of vehicles involved, got a fire truck on the scene. It is on the right side of the roadway. Your center lanes and left lane are going to be your best bet there. That's I-65 northbound at Southern Boulevard. Also, 430 block of Coliseum Boulevard had an accident there earlier with injuries. That's near Eastport Flea Market. And if you're on Highland Avenue, passing Ann Street, headed downtown, about a block past Ann, we've got an accident there. Everywhere else, very heavy traffic. I-65 and 85 are loaded up this afternoon. All of our feeder roads out of Montgomery, 231 to Wetumpka, Troy Highway, 331, and the boulevards are very busy. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Larry Live Oak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials. Good through March 26th. USDA Chuck Roast, $4.95 a pound. Get USDA Top Sirloin Steak, $4.97 a pound. The 10-pound bag, USDA Leg Quarters, $5.50 each. The 15-ounce package, Dinner Franks or Brian Juicy Jumbos, $1.94 each. The 7 1/4 ounce Kraft Mac and Cheese Dinners, $1.27 each. Get Food Club Vegetables, 79 cents a can. And just in time for grilling season, the 18-ounce Original or Honey Sweet Baby Ray's Barbecue Sauce, 2 bottles for $3. Get more food for less at Food Outlet, located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center in Prattville at 720 East Main and Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes on the way, but if you have plans in the evening hours tonight, I think we should be dry, with the small risk of some widely scattered showers beginning in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 54. For tomorrow and tomorrow night, showers are likely. Maybe a few thunderstorms, with a high in the mid-60s on Friday. Saturday morning, there could be a leftover shower somewhere in the area, but I think we see improvement by afternoon with a high in the mid-60s. And Sunday looks like a good day, with a high in the lower 70s and sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What name comes to mind when you hear trusted voice?
Jake Quellen.
Of course. And she's joining us now. Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes.
Oh, I lost you for a minute.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I don't know what happened.
I don't think it could have been anything involving our modern equipment here.
Oh, I know. It's up to state of the art.
Absolutely. How are you?
I'm well. How are y'all doing?
We missed you. We haven't talked to you for a while. And I got a whole... With Rosie Brock as my witness, I have a whole folder stuffed.
Yep.
It's got a big J on the front of it. That's J for Jake Quellen.
I'm sorry. This week has been wild, and today is Bunko Night.
Oh, it's Bunko Night. Now I feel even worse.
No, and I have the kids with me for Bunko Night because Jared is working this evening, so we're going to see how this goes.
Oh.
Yeah. What are y'all up to?
Maybe you can otherwise involve them.
They're going to get involved whether I do it or not. Like, you know, any other time, Steven usually is in his room doing his own thing, and then Lola's right underneath me no matter what. So I'm sure tonight it'll be no different, except Steven will be under somebody. So, you know Ellis, right? Ellis Eskew from
yes,
the news?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Okay, that is Steven's Bunko buddy.
Oh.
Ever since Steven was very little, Miss Ellis has always let Steven roll the dice.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's I'm sure that's what will happen tonight.
Well, that's good because you live near the casino and, you know, he's preparing his career.
You never know. You know, you never know. But that's going on. It's just been a busy week with work. I've been in court a lot this week. I've got a full day trial tomorrow. And, you know, we're going to Mamma and Pop-Pop's house on Saturday.
Wow. So, well, how about some... How about some life drama? These are stories written by people who are experiencing some kind of personal situation. And I collect these
every...
I'm sure you could. I know. But you've got enough on your plate. My second wife has always gotten along well with my kids from my first marriage. Since our marriage, she became a typical mom who cooks healthful meals, frets over safety, and plans fun activities. However, I overheard her whisper telephone conversation with her mother about how she never really loved my kids. She said her heart is not in it, and she's only cared about them because she loves me. She said she feels guilty admitting this, but all the nice things she ever does for my kids is out of obligation, not love. I'm not sure how to discuss this with her, as there's nothing to fault with how she treats the kids. What? Wow.
I think that's a tough situation because it's based on a very true feeling for somebody, and that's how she feels. But, you know, it's kind of like we teach our children. Like, you may feel one way, but it's how you act on those feelings. So, I mean, that's a tough one because, I mean, if she's loving on your children and she's doing everything she can,
right,
she may not be capable of having that emotion. So do you fault her?
I mean, it's not like she's doing something evil. It's just had to be disheartening for him. I'm sure that moment when he overheard her saying she's doing it out of obligation was kind of like, you know, well, there goes that.
I think that's fair. So I'll give you a brief example. So prior to me and Jared getting married, I had dated men that had children before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Like before, you know, from previous relationships or previous marriages.
Right.
And before, and until I had children, I didn't understand. I was naive on it. So I think it's just different. And no matter how much you love somebody, it could be hard. You're in a bad spot, you know? I don't know. That's just my personal experience. I didn't truly understand the joy of children until I had my own.
You're right.
So, I don't know.
Well, and I think for a woman, it's a reminder of his first wife.
Yes, it's a reminder that maybe they don't have children.
Right.
See, and I don't mind being vulnerable with our listeners. Yeah. I had that issue. You know, it was one of those, well, I so desperately want to have a family of my own, and I don't. And so there's a lot of emotions there. And
yeah.
I think I did a lot of growing as a human during those relationships, though, too, because, you know, you learn who you are and you don't know what you're going to do or how you're going to feel until you're in that specific position.
I think that's ultimately the lesson of having children is you really, really, really don't know. And I think most of it's good because you'll find out that you have capacities for patience and tolerance that you didn't realize you had until you have your baby to take care of.
Mm-hmm. And they just don't stop.
Thanks.
Ever.
It's a lifetime assignment. It's a lifetime assignment.
Yes. All right. Yes, it is.
Let's do one more of these. Oh, they're all sad.
Well, of course they are.
Yeah.
You know what's sad? I'm over here. I'm holding here folding this pile of laundry. That's sad, Greg. Never ending.
It's funny. I got one of those memes today. It's a picture of a large dog who is sulking on the sofa. And the whole thing is a joke fundraising pitch. For 47 cents a day, you can support Molly, whose mommy walked away for 6 minutes to fold laundry. If I can find
it. That's about right.
Who sent me that? I would like to put that on social media.
That's how I feel about my kids. It's like, how dare I walk away to fold their laundry for them, to put it away for them.
Well,
how dare I?
I just got a funny meme from somebody. It's a picture of Pete Rose with a Japanese woman.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And it's it says Pete Rosen, his interpreter. That situation in L.A. is going to...
That's wild to me.
Yeah, it is wild stuff. Hang on, I'm looking for this thing. If I don't find it soon, I'll... Oh, there it is. From Country Boy Cooking. For 40 cents a day, you can support Stella, whose mom abandoned her for 6 minutes to fold laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really don't have a lot of patience when we leave them alone. Well, we'll let you get ready for Bunko. How about that at 5:45?
Oh, not just Bunko. I'm packing. I've got, Greg, you know my life. I've got laundry going, dishes going, packing for Mamma and Pop, homework, Bunko, child prep.
You just don't have enough to do.
I think maybe I should go bake a cake or maybe prep meal prep for tomorrow.
If you have 30 seconds of free time, you better put it to productive use. That's all I can tell you.
I mean, how dare I sit still for 1 second?
Hey, we thank you for taking time for us today.
Have a wonderful rest of the show.
All right. Good luck at Bunko tonight. 5:46. I have more money to play Bunko because we bought a new heating and air conditioning system from Clark's about 18 months ago after our electric bill started hitting the $500 plus range. And they did a great job of nursing our old unit into its senior years, if you will. But it was clearly time to replace it. So we bought it from Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Trusted their advice on selecting a unit. They installed it. They continue to service it as a Clark's Club member. But I went on budget billing because I didn't want to get ambushed with any more $500 electric bills. And my budget billing number over 18 months has steadily declined, starting at $395 a month. This month it was $212. It has been going down every 3 months since we had that unit installed. That's the difference it can make, and that means it's paying for itself. So if you're ready for a new system, Clark's is the go-to company. If you have a good system, make sure you're getting it serviced by the right people. The HVAC techs at Clark. Get a membership. $180 investment in the infrastructure and comfort of your home. 277-2125. That buys you the word now. Something goes wrong, they're on the way. And don't forget, they have the best plumbers on the planet to handle any situation involving clogged up sinks, toilets, you name it. They can fix it, big or small, with Clark's. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. 47.
We have an accident on I-65 northbound. This is going to be just past West South Boulevard. Those vehicles and a fire engine are off on the right side of the roadway, center lanes and left lane, best bet. We've also got a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85. We are loaded up right now in every direction. Boulevards, 231 to Wetumpka, Troy Highway. You know the drill. It's that time of day. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated if any other accidents come your way. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The annual Buy Alabama's Best campaign kicked off Wednesday. The campaign is designed to make consumers aware of what products are made in the state, and it will run throughout the year. Buy Alabama's Best consists of over 50 companies that are either headquartered in Alabama or produce products in our state. Teacher-led discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity would be banned in public schools, and displaying pride flags in classrooms would be prohibited under legislation lawmakers advanced in Alabama on Wednesday. The House Education Policy Committee approved the bill after a short discussion. The Prattville City Council has approved almost $4 million for a joint training facility for the city's fire and police departments. The 18,000-square-foot facility will be built on the grounds of the current Stanley Gann training site near the intersection of U.S. 82 and Alabama 14. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
If you've been injured in a car wreck, I'm the name you need to know. Call Johnny Adams at 500-5000. Call me, Johnny Adams.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you?
Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 for 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Everybody shut up.
We're ending the way we started. Vermont State University has a course in Weird Al.
Everyone listen up.
And I got a scholarship.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I commit these every once in a while.
If you can't write in the proper way, if you don't know how to conjugate,
maybe you flunked that class, and maybe now you find the people mock you on
love.
Okay, now here's the deal. I'll try to educate you. Gonna familiarize you with the nomenclature. You learn the definition of nouns and prepositions. It's fewer,
oh, yeah.
Like people who were
right.
Never raised in a sewer.
I hate these word crimes.
Like I could care less.
Yeah.
That means you do care.
Oh,
at least
yeah.
A little.
Be a moron.
Hey, you better slow down and use the right pronoun.
Hey, hey,
show the world you're no clown.
Everybody wise up.
Say you got an IT followed by apostrophe. Ask her what does that mean?
You would not use this in this.
Contraction. What's a contraction?
Well, it's the shortening of a word or group of words by omission of a sound or letter.
Okay, now here's some notes. Syntax, you're always banging. No X in espresso. Your participles dangling. But I don't want your drama. If you really want, leave out that Oxford comma. Just keep in mind.
State. And that's where you want to go if you want to get an A in the class called Studying Al Yankovic. You know, at the end of the show, I should just not look at headlines. But I saw one on Citizen Free Press. Robert Kraft, who owns the New England Patriots football team, "This is illegal," says the headline, and they're right. They have Kraft Sports, which owns the Patriots, is looking for a sports management associate. And the top requirement, you can't be white.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I've had it with this.
Yeah.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is so stupidly and ignorantly embraced by some of the younger demographics, is discrimination. We have to have X, Y, and Z. It has to represent. So it's a form of discrimination. And you can't fix discrimination with more of it. And I'll believe in that philosophy when the Montgomery Fire Department starts running gasoline through its hoses. And somebody suggested, and I think this is a great idea, get a white person in there to apply for this job and be told, no, you can't have it because you're white, and then walk away with a big seven-figure check.
Yeah.
They're inviting this. This is absolutely wrong on every level. I'm sorry. We have done more to guarantee the right to pursue happiness, to level the playing field, and yet we still need this? Look a little harder. Okay. It's 5:56. My doctor says I should stop now.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Big butt. Big
now, when butt. She was a young girl, she never thought she'd see
big
people
butt.
Pay her money to move that booty.
Big butt.
How'd it get so chunky?
Chunky butt.
She have giant undies?
She's an expert shaker of her money maker. Big butt.
Now there's J-Lo, she won the Heine Lotto,
big
but
butt.
It got her in trouble when she went to Morocco,
big butt.
Insulting all the locals,
with her butt,
and her shrinking vocals,
thank her for giving us that gluteus maximus, big butt.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Make for the exits, but first we thank our star-studded cast this afternoon, starting with Mark Robert at 3:30 and David Blackman from 4 to 5, Grant McDonald, Rosie Brock. I'm thanking everybody but me. I'll see you in the morning with Rich Thomas and Jay Scott. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
Pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SR News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a white supremacist Idaho prison gang member and an accomplice are in custody.